We're doing podcast stuff.
I'm Twisted Cat.
I'm Patch.
I'm Batman.
I'm not here.
We just what was the first guy's name? Jason Richardson.
Rickardson.
and Baby Metal.
And Baby Metal.
And Deathlock.
Clock.
Death Clock.
You sure? I thought it was just Deathlock.
I thought it was Deathlock.
Google it, dude. I'm almost positive.
Anyway, that cartoon band. So Jason was talented.
Very talented. I liked his rapport with the audience.
Yeah, he had some good stage presence. It was just him on guitar with like a backing track.
Which I actually didn't have a problem with because it was just him.
Right. Yeah, it wasn't like making up for the lack of, I don't know, talent or something. I don't know. Anyway, no, he was good. He was good.
Very talented. Lots of it. I would call it dungeon synth, except it was all on guitar. Like, it was very synthy guitar. There was lots of noodle. It was really high quality guitar nerd metal noodle.
Yeah, and he's got two albums out, and he's played on other people's albums, including apparently Baby Metal.
I missed that bit.
Yeah, that's what he said.
His quote, logo? trash.
He had one of those metal...
It's metal font. So my only problem with his metal font, because it was mostly readable for me, I'm a little better at this than your average non-metal person. My only complaint about his logo is that the H in Richardson looked like an M.
Yes.
Right.
And I was trying to figure out who fucking Jason Rickardson was.
I figured that and then went, no, it's got to be Richardson.
Yeah.
Which was about 3 minutes before he's on stage going, yeah, if anybody can't read my silly death metal logo up there, I'm Jason Richardson.
Yeah.
So at least he knows.
Yeah, he knows.
It was rendered completely illegible for me because of that whole MH thing.
Yeah. So, but he was good.
He was very good. I liked him quite a bit.
I enjoyed his, there was some Spanish guitar going on in one of the, mm-hmm. his pieces that mm-hmm. I really liked.
Yeah, it seems like he is a very talented guitarist.
Yes. Sure. No doubt.
Yeah. And, you know, not trying to do other stuff and... It'll be interesting to see if down the line he, you know, either ends up in a band or finds other people to play with him. You know, we'll see. But
he's got some
guitar skills, definitely.
Yeah. So that was good. And then there was Baby Metal. I finally got to see like a full Baby Metal set. I'm not sure. There was some discussion as to whether I've seen them two times or three times. But yeah, they were fun.
It was
everything I expected it to be, and yet I found myself not engaged. I enjoyed it. The music was good. The you know, Japanese pop presence thing was all good. I think maybe part of it was that we were the second to last row.
Sure.
In the YouTube theater. Which means we are above the lighting rig.
Yeah, that was a little annoying.
So we can't see what the top half of whatever is being projected on the screen. And the front stage moving lights are pointed right at us.
Directly in the eyeballs.
And I think that those two things coupled with... the first thing being that we were so far back... It was hard for me to see them, and there was very little... They had the ability to, because they did it a couple of times, but there was very little camera on the girls.
Right.
And I think that would have brought me into the show a little more, because I can't understand them. For the most part, they're singing in Japanese. And so, I don't know. Like, language barrier isn't a problem for me elsewhere. Because, like, The Who.
Right.
And like, Alien Weaponry sings a lot of stuff in Maori.
Most of it, yeah.
And so, I'm not sure what my disengage was, but it was there.
I also thought at least one of the women played guitar, and so I was surprised.
No.
No, they're just sort of J-pop in front sort of stuff.
Gotcha.
But yeah, no, I thought it was fun. I love the stage show that they do. I really do. And it made for a very interesting contrast with Death Clock or however we're pronouncing
it.
Death Clock, okay. With Death Clock. Because they spent the entire time not really showing themselves, and I was basically watching a cartoon the entire time.
Well, that's what
they
are.
I understand, but it was like this sort of diametric opposition to the
very much
awesome
was.
Stage show Baby Metal.
The musicians were not lit at all.
Yeah.
They're interesting.
So Baby Metal was great, and then there was Death Clock. let's make the official switch over.
Sure, fair, okay.
Musically, they are phenomenal. They are a made-up band to support an Adult Swim animated show. So it's not about the musicians. It's about the animated show.
Right.
Yeah, the band was specifically created to play the cartoon band songs live.
Yes.
Everything about it, unfortunately, was not my flavor.
It really wasn't. It really wasn't.
The screen, the speed metal.
Yeah.
The
so
flashy fucking lights.
She noped out fairly early into their set. Ironically, that was the most intense song they played, and after that, it got a lot calmer and a lot better. Because up to that point, it was brutal in a lot of ways. The music was brutal, the imagery was brutal, the lighting was brutal. It was a lot, and it was very overwhelming. And I don't even know the name of the animated program that this was made for.
It's either Metalocalypse or Metalpocalypse.
Is it the Metalocalypse? Okay.
Yeah.
Our sailor friend actually mentioned that show to me today, unrelatedly. So I've never seen any of it. And I didn't know anything about Death Clock other than they were this band created for this animated show. And I think that was a hindrance in enjoying their set to a point. And at a point, their set switches over, and you kind of have you've got enough language, for lack of a better term, with what the band is doing and what their shtick, to finally be let into the joke.
And their set gets more and more of a joke as it goes on.
Right. Yes, that is true. That is very true. But up until that point, I was very like, I have no idea what the fuck is going on here. This is a lot. I'm enjoying the music, but I have no idea what's going on, and it was uncomfortable. At some point, I figured it out. I got let in, and after that, it was a lot of fun, and they're really fucking clever. And I'm terrified that about half of the fucking audience
takes them seriously.
Doesn't know it's a joke.
Yeah, which is why when they did what I perceived to be an ableist song, I was watching everybody in the audience, and I'm like, I'm really uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah. There's a bunch of really uncomfortable.
And I get that. I get that they think it's funny. A, they're punching down, so not really funny. And B, there's too many people in the audience who take them seriously.
Yeah.
I was having an entertaining time watching about four rows up, kind of in front of you, Patch, the super fan Muppets.
Yes, they were fantastic. And then there was the guy, another row forward with in the front mullet? Of you.
With the mullet?
Who was scary as fuck.
Yes. Yeah, the machine gun stuff was not... Yeah. It was not reassuring.
Yeah, no. He was one of the ones who didn't get the joke. He was laughing for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
So, like, I bet that there's a lot of commentary. I bet if we were familiar with the show, it would all make more sense. Like, there's a whole fucking Boris Vallejo fucking fantasy number and cartoon that went with it. And there's the dueling guitars number where one of the guitarists turns into a centaur and the other one turns into an eagle-tar and they shoot magic energy out of the ends of their guitars at each other and it swirls and, you know, I mean, and the Egyptian pharaoh...
Oh, yeah, that was...
Flaming Pizzle.
Yeah, that was...
It's all so sophomoric. It's... Once I figured out what they were doing, they're taking the piss out of the entire metal industry, and I love it. I'm here for them just lampooning all of that infantile shit. I'm here for it.
Yeah, it's just the people who take them seriously that concerns me. So.
Absolutely, absolutely. But the same can be said about just about any fucking satire.
I suppose. You're right.
There's the point that I get that I enjoy. So, it's based on the cartoon. The musicians are playing the music, but they are really not the show. And I have a hunch they are enjoying the hell out of themselves being able to play this, you know, metal music and not be the show.
Yes.
They just get to come out and be musicians and play the shit and rock out, and they don't have to put on the full metal show. They don't have to have the I look like a metal god and do the things and put on that whole show.
Yeah, no, I think that they are absolutely loving the hell out of it.
They just get to come out and shred.
Yeah.
So, speaking of looking like a metal god, is the cartoon lead singer supposed to be Peter Steele? Because, man, he looked like Peter.
No clue. Okay. What's a Peter Steele?
Typo negative.
Oh, I don't think I've ever actually seen them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think it's a... They're a completely made up.
Yeah.
Right, thing. But I mean, it just seems like he's modeled on.
I don't know.
It's entirely possible. I mean, they've got the archetype characters,
sure,
right?
Sure.
So it's entirely possible. Or, you know, pick any one of a number of other frontmen who could be. Right. It could have been the Johannes from Avatar. Right. It's
wrong facial structure.
You're reading a lot.
Yeah, you're reading a lot into those animated lines.
I'm
all
sorry.
Three of them.
I'm just gonna divert back to Baby Metal because we're watching people walk out of the show, leaving for the evening. I have never seen so much Lolita at a metal show.
Oh yeah!
I love every minute of it.
Oh yeah!
I'm gonna say that I'm a big fucking fan, and that's the last thing I'm going to say about it.
For the record, I pulled my crinolines out for this show, so there you go. Okay.
I'm wearing pants.
Which, I'm not.
You know. Anyway, so you will be hearing from us again this week because we have a Shinedown show. And then
in like 3 days.
Yes, and then several days after that, we are seeing Janelle Monáe.
Seven days from now, 1 week from now.
So you know that's a fun little bit of whiplash there. And then in a few weeks, we are seeing Static X and Seven Dust.
I still don't remember saying yes to that show. But I guess we're gonna go see Static X and Seven Dust.
The tickets are like $25 a head. That's why you said yes.
Got it. That makes perfect sense.
All right, so I have been Twisted Cat.
And I'm Patch.
I'm still Batman.
I'm not here.
Get in the van! We're doing podcast stuff! She's having trouble remembering.